Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Okay, we can't get a caucus. Not just correct, we don't even know what it is, but we want to run your health care. Isn't that the theme of the day? Isn't that what Democrats are running away from? So I asked people on Twitter to name it. I'll give you some of those coming up. What happened in Iowa? And what's the fallout of? Who benefits, who gains? Trump, Trump, Trump. Record last night, Dom Giordano program for an incumbent president. Incumbent presidents, people don't go to these dumb caucuses. I told you about what it was like in Iowa when we traveled there. They don't go there for these dumb caucuses because they know the incumbent president is going to be the candidate. But 30,000 caucus goers were there for Trump. President Obama had the previous record at 25,000. And Trump all over Twitter today making the same point that I just made. Now, who will Democrats blame for this? Monitoring various operations, the Russians, of course. The Russians are trying this out. None of them, surprisingly, yet has said climate change. We haven't heard climate change yet. The day is young, though. We still don't have the results. We're waiting for them breathlessly to see who the winner is here. But Ivan in Iowa may have struck here. Now, you know what I always go for? Always go with the obvious. Incompetency. That's what it is. These people have too much to say. That's the takeaway from this. Iowa has too much to say for everybody. I told you that, visiting there, seeing what they do, seeing the caucus and the straw poll and all that. They have too much to say. It ought to be a state like Pennsylvania. We ought to be the first state that votes, or Ohio or Michigan, something like that. Not Iowa. Maybe that will come out of here. But the blaming is underway. It is incredible. This probably helps Bernie Sanders and Joe Biden. I know Mayor Pete, called Mayor Cheat now, is out there. And Mayor Pete is claiming victory, an historic victory last night. He actually said stuff about, as a gay teenager, he didn't know if he'd ever be accepted. And now he's won in Iowa with zero results in. All right, here is...
Real quick, Dom.
Yes.
You're making this assumption about climate change, and Dawn's over here laughing her bum off. Because she goes, I know he's joking, but it's so true, because a week down the road, you know you're going to hear it.
Wait a minute. Dawn doesn't even get butt. She gets bum. We've gone British here. That's a high thing. I want to know the other people that get called a bum here on the show, rather than laughing their butt off, versus another word, they get bum. That's pretty good. I don't think I didn't notice that. All right, we put Dawn at the top of the Stenzelin list.
Yes.
Who else would you say that for that is esteemed and dignified and all those things where you're not using butt?
Probably the only other person here in the building would be David Yadgaroff.
Okay, there VP. You go. That's you might have to say bottom there. I don't know. You don't even go there with that. All right, keep that list, Joe. I'm serious. Write that down, Joe. There's a bit there for you. Who are the people? Doomberg is in town tonight. Do we say his butt, his bum, his bottom, or whatever? Here's the question I have why I'm on it here. He's speaking at the Constitution Center. Now, I don't know. I got so many balls in the air. I get that having thing tonight, but I'm watching the State of the Union. Will Bloomberg use a lift tonight when he speaks over at the Constitution Center? See, these are the penetrating
horrible
questions that we want to know. I'm predicting he will. I don't think he's just going to stand up there and be on a normal platform. Will he do that? And, you know, how do we feel about that if you stand on a platform? Because, look, height in politics matters. You notice, Dan, there haven't been too many. I mean, if you've ever stood near these presidential contenders or President Obama, very tall. Mitt Romney, much taller than you would expect. President Trump. So, Michael
Biden
Bloomberg.
Biden was shorter than you'd expect.
Who is?
Joe Biden.
I haven't been next to him. Shorter.
he looks like from afar that he would be a tall guy, but right. He was doing that interview yesterday with Savannah Guthrie. She was taller than him.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe Joe will be asking for the lift.
He says he's 6 feet online, but I don't know if I
okay.
believe that.
So, Doomberg in town. I wonder if he'll be going over the snacks that are served and everything else. We have a lot more on that coming up. Wait until I tell you what they're doing in Great Britain that applies to Michael Bloomberg. But summarizing it last night was that great broadcaster, Chuck Todd, the all-timer. Here's what he said, caught, listen to it on a hot mic as this was going down in Iowa.
Mike Bloomberg factor, which is the fact that he's now waiting in the wings, waiting in Super Tuesday.
Do you think they heard it? Should we play it back one more time?
Yes. Listen again. Oh, my God. What a blanking disaster.
Mike Bloomberg factor, which is the fact that he's now waiting in the wings, waiting in Super Tuesday.
As this guy prattles on, that's Chuck Todd. What a disaster there in Iowa. Now, here is Fredo Cuomo. This would be 19B. For once, you know, he found an acorn. Here's what he said about the job done in Iowa last night.
Three quick points as we check in with the Bernie Sanders campaign. The first one is this is not about being nitpicky, okay? This mattered. These campaigns put a lot of money, a lot of resources that they could have put in other places. They were making big bets on Iowa. Who's going to get talked about and in what way between now and New Hampshire? You know, this is very much domino effect, especially with media and narratives. And that's now been stalled. And people put a lot of money and they put their lives out there for months and months. So it matters. And literally, this state had one job. They had one job. And they blew it at the most important time in the election. The criticism should not be mitigated by any means. A few weeks ago, I may have heard you talking about it, that they said they had a new system and they had a backup to the system. And if that went down, they had a backup to the backup
right.
to the system. This is a pretty big failure with many different reverberations.
Yeah, I don't think we should demonize anybody, but this is a really major screw up. And this is the Super Bowl of politics. This is the big day. It's everything. And this is something that everybody has been working towards for the last year at least, right? I mean, all the campaigns, all the people in Iowa, the people, the voters, the people who are there volunteering, mm-hmm. you know, we've all been geared towards this. This is usually a really exciting night. It's when the campaign completely kicks off. And so I just think you have to be extra, extra ready. So
yes, that's the right way to say it.
It really isn't. I don't feel like it's excusable.
Well, wait a minute, though. Dan, lost in this narrative, and you're going to tell us, you've been following this maybe more than I even, at least when we talked this morning. They want to blame the state like some kind of cornfield or something. Who's in charge of this? Who is in charge of this? The DNC, ultimately, are the people that set the rules. They're in charge of this, along with the Democrat Party caucus people and the app. What's the backstory of the app, Dan? What have we been able to figure out from that?
No, it's all conspiracy.
Right.
So I should put that out there. But there's a theory out there, well, with proof behind it, that the people who made the app or who are behind the app are involved in some way or another with Pete Buttigieg.
Yes.
And there's also a separate conspiracy theory that the people in charge of developing said app were very high up in the Hillary Clinton campaign the last time around.
All right. So here's my point, whether the conspiracies are correct or just conspiracies. Again, you heard them say how bad this is, but they can't point the finger at Democrats. They're afraid. And President Trump is all over this, making the point. See, it always comes back to me, not conspiracy, but incompetency and something else. When you take something simple, and the federal government always does this, or something big, and you try to plan it, you try to quarterback it, rather than just letting this stupid caucus system do what they've done before, it results in disaster. So look at any federal program, look at the federal government, look at all this. You can't tame it. You can't put apps in, you can't do it. Look at Obamacare. Look at the website. They spent millions and millions and millions of dollars to set that up. Just look at the screw-ups, because there's no accountability and you can't plan this stuff in the manner that they're talking about. All right, so 855-839-1210, AT&T and Verizon Wireless, you just pushed pound 1210. Let me start and throughout the show, talk about Rush, talk about the importance of Rush Limbaugh and personal contact with him over the years. And hearing this yesterday at the end of the show was a bombshell. I can tell you, inside talk radio, and if you're a Rush listener or you saw it before, I mean, I had all kinds of people contacting me. Now, my biggest experience with Rush Limbaugh is I got to introduce him here at Talk Radio 1210 at the Academy of Music. Some of you may have remembered that. That's the one time Rush came here, and people, Dan, were paying the front row seats were $150, all right, for Rush to speak for about 45 minutes. It was unbelievable. My part was to introduce him. Now, I'll tell you, when I've introduced pretty big people, all kinds of situations, you have a note or two down. With Rush, it's that much different. We practice it, actually. We actually practice it over the Academy of Music. I had it down to 59 seconds. Now, somebody like Sean comes to town, and Rush, it's different. It's just on a different level. The other thing is, when Rush broke into the Philadelphia market, I was at WWDB. We actually, at noon, for a few weeks, five, six, I forget how many times, we had a Rush room at Seafood Channies. Remember Seafood Channies? They were a great seafood spot. And hundreds of people would come out with then WWDB hosts, a few of us, and listen to Rush Limbaugh and talk about it over a seafood shanty lunch. I don't know of anybody else that had the power to do anything like that. And, you know, I went back. Some of you know this, but I'll throw it out there for those that don't. And after the next break, I'll give the answer. I went back and I looked at all the people over the 30 years plus of Rush Limbaugh syndicated who filled in for him. There's one that's shocking, and it says a lot about this guy. We have some sound of this guy. We'll play you in the next break from last night in Iowa, but he actually filled in for Rush at least twice. And that gives you an idea of how much this guy's changed versus Rush Limbaugh. Of course, those on the left, one guy who used to do the religion beat for CNN wished death on Rizzo, on Limbaugh. Essentially saying, would the world be a better place without Rush Limbaugh? Others said, I feel for cancer because he has cancer. This is how far it's gone. And the New York Daily News, more mainstream, they go after Rush on smoking. Now, if you want to make a point about Rush Limbaugh and smoking and cigar smoking and all that, don't you think you don't make it immediately after an announcement like this? In their minds, Rush Limbaugh is so toxic, so evil, so much he's manipulated 25 million people over the course of a week for years, that anything that happens to him is good. That's exactly what it comes down to. That's how bad it is. So I've seen on Twitter people talking about what Rush has meant to them. If you have a comment on that, when you first came upon Rush Limbaugh over the years, and there have been controversies, big time. He has created, he's made AM radio viable again. He has mixed entertainment, particularly he doesn't do it anymore. I don't know the reason why. He used to do those updates, homeless update, environmental update, masterful. And the Paul Shanklin bits, just unbelievable. So if you have a comment all day today on Rush, feel free. I mean, that's my experience with him. It is an amazing entity, what he's created here. And he didn't pioneer, per se, talk radio, but he took it to a level that is unprecedented. Thank God for that. And a force. And one of the biggest forces out there in 2020.
All right, here's Dumb Giordano talking about me, the guy next door. The good guy next door, Dumb Giordano. Dummy Giordano.
You're a wacko, Dumb Don.
Wait a minute. Is this guy back again, Dan? What's the Dumb Giordano show? That, of course, Robin and Howard Stern. I thought we put that feud to bed after we dusted them off, flicked them off their petty things.
There's a new chapter to the feud, Dom.
Wait a minute. Who are the writers for the Stern show now? You were there before. They have better writers. The best they can do with Dumb Giordano is dumb. Giordano, is that like, the best on. With all those writers? Come on.
At least call you Don, right?
Yes, at least call me
if
Don.
If he really wants to get
right, that's it. Revenge. Call me Don or start making some mafia jokes or something. You
yeah,
know?
So I guess the crew over at the Stern Show decided to replay the 14-minute trashing of Dom Giordano this morning. How do we know? Twitter was set aflame with people calling Dom Dumb Giordano today. So you know when that happens.
Exactly right.
They're replaying it on the Howard Show.
Yes, I mean, the laziness of this. Can't this guy get more material? How many people work over there, Dan, roughly?
There's a good amount.
Yeah? Double figures?
See, after I left, they got rid of the Howard TV crew.
Right.
I'd say there's 30.
30 people just to provide content?
The writing team alone, they would come in, it was at least 10 people.
Oh, my God. We have Joe Sebelia doing his bits here. We're working up a Bloomberg bit after the show today.
I should also be fair, though. At the point that I was there, Howard was trying some kind of monologue thing at the start of his show, and it failed horribly. But I think that's why he had so many writers at that time.
Well, I met with Joe for 42 seconds by my count today. We've already worked up a Bloomberg bit since Doomberg is in town today, in which I play the guy just, eating my dinner in a diner. And Doomberg comes along and has a lot to say about the dinner. So we might have that by tomorrow. Come on. How many vacations he's got? He's playing this leftover 14 minutes.
It's crazy to me because the guy works, I think, one day a week anymore. He's just a Tuesday. Who takes off on a Tuesday?
Right. That's exactly right. And I got to be fodder for this show again. Well, I have to say the attention is always welcome here. 14 minutes and then the next day. About guarding the walls. All right. So, look, and I give credit to Howard Stern as an original, as one of a kind. Rush is one of a kind. Howard Stern is one of a kind. I said it then.
Revolutionary.
Yeah, I mean, they're knockoffs, but they're not the same thing. And there's a lot of Rush wannabes, and there's only one Rush Limbaugh. I recognize that. And yet the guy still has to play this again. Who's asleep at the switch? Let's attack that Giordano guy again. The nation wants to hear that again.
I'm happy he did it.
Yeah, I may have to send that to our people over at Talkers. You know, not once, but twice now. All right, so 855-839-1210.
All right, here's Dumb Giordano talking about me, the guy next door. The good guy next door.
Well,
Dumb Giordano.
That's right. That's not exactly the
Giordano.
Line in the biography.
You're a wacko, Dumb Don.
Thank
well, she called you Don.
Yeah, Yes. They can't even keep it straight just in this back and forth. They need a teleprompter there, a radio prompter. Okay. Who is it?
I didn't ask for this.
Who is it that filled in for, I don't know if I can counter with anything that I have here.
Give me a break, gosh almighty.
Where is that man today? Yes, all right. Yeah, he got there in the end. So who is it that filled in for Rush since we got that news yesterday? This will be 5B I like better. Here's what he said last night. Now imagine this guy filled in a couple of times for Rush Limbaugh. He was a fill-in host. Here's what he said last night about Bernie winning in Iowa.
I think if it's Bernie, look out for the Democrats because I think certainly, to me, reminiscent of the 1972 campaign where George McGovern, a man of the left, got nominated with a lot of excitement, gave a speech at 2:48 in the morning, got blown away 49 states. It's not probably going to be that bad because the country is truly divided about 50-50, but it's not going to be good if it's Bernie. So I think we're going to see a really exciting Super Bowl March 3rd in California. Bernie, he should do very well among the California left, and it is a left-wing party out there. And Mike Bloomberg has the money to pay up in L.A. advertising. If he can put enough money on into television to put all he needs, it's going to be Mike versus Bernie. I'm going to wait and see who wins that one. I can't predict. I think it's going to be tight as a drum, that fight. Whoever wins that will be the nominee, I think. That's where it's headed. I really do believe we're going to spend March and April watching these two guys, neither of whom are Democrats. This is the terrible irony. Two non-Democrats competing for the Democratic president, which shows that something's gone wrong in the Democratic Party the last 10 years or so. Except for Obama, it's not a healthy party.
Wow, who is that man? Well, that's Chris Matthews. Chris Matthews filled in not once but twice for Rush. You can look it up. You can Google it and look it up. How did that happen? Well, back in the day that I remember, Chris Matthews was seen as a moderate Democrat and was friendly with Rush Limbaugh. He may have called in on occasion, I'm not sure, but he filled in. I got to get some tape of that just to show you how far this has gone. Rush Limbaugh is still Rush Limbaugh. He hasn't changed. When he announced this yesterday, it was the same kind of blowback that he got. It's the Chris Matthews of the world. They're the ones that have changed. Okay, so 855-839-1210, AT&T and Verizon Wireless, you push pound 1210. Now, I think Bernie won, and I think that will come out in some kind of fashion, but it'll be so distortive what's come out of this. Now, you know who won the Republican caucus in 2012? Rick Santorum. But everybody said Mitt Romney, and gave a lot of momentum to Romney. So this helps Bernie because the field doesn't come down to him and Bloomberg now. Every one of them is going to say, well, this is all muddled up. We're off to New Hampshire. It helps Biden, who I think, based upon any reasonable assessment of what we saw last night, failed miserably. And Biden's going to get beaten in New Hampshire. He could be gone after South Carolina. That's what it's coming down to. And Elizabeth Warren, I don't think, did so well either. 855-839-1210, AT&T, and Verizon Wireless. You just push pound 1210 and we'll get you on board. Can Mike Bloomberg really overcome? Well, we have one of the Bernie people debating with the top Bloomberg guy on, I guess it was MSNBC. It's rather long now, but I'll summarize it. She dropped the word for Bloomberg, an oligarch. I'd say, you know, that's got a lot to it. It's Russian. It's these guys that just buy and do whatever they want. Corruption, petrodollars, Putin, all that stuff. An oligarch. Is that the image we're going to see of Bloomberg? I just want to know tonight when he comes to the Constitution Center, is he going to stand on a box? Do they have a special boxer getting ready? I bet I can get somebody in there. Somebody will give us that and tell us how much of a lift. Do they put him up to 5'10", 5'11"? Is that what, you know, is in the rider for him when he appears anywhere? So he's in town today, and Mayor Michael Nutter will be his surrogate, shepherding around Philadelphia. All right, let's go to Bill. Bill's in Doylestown, and he's in on Talk Radio 1210. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Dom. How are you?
Good.
Yeah, I remember with Chris Matthews. In fact, I remember he used to fill in for him, just like one of the previous hosts on your radio station. And the ironical part that got my wife and myself, we met him personally over at LaSalle High School when he was inducted into the Hall of Fame over there.
Okay.
And we chatted with him, and he admitted to my wife and myself that he actually voted for George Bush.
Right.
And he's all over the place. And even his brother, Jim, who was county commissioner, doesn't understand Chris a lot of times. So, I mean, Chris is, you know, he's a smart man, but sometimes I don't know where this guy's coming from. And you know that as well as I do.
Well, he's kind of a caricature of himself. That's what it's become. You know, that's my take on it. He's gone along with the Democrat Party going farther and farther left. All right, Dan, I saved this one for you. This will be cut 16. I know of this reference here. So this representative, Jason Crow, yesterday, the impeachment today is the last day of these dreadful remarks.
Ah, ah, ah.
Yes, that's right. The Crow guy. Now, here's how it sounds.
Ah, 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 ah.
Here's Jason Crow. Listen to whom he cites this quote in his closing remarks. I mean, you could go Lincoln. You could go Plato. You could cite something Howard Stern has said.
Ah, ah, ah.
Something I've said that Howard Stern cites. Or you can cite Harry Potter.
President Trump has shown us the past few years is that this promise flows only one way. As Maya Angelou said, when someone shows you who they are, believe them the first time. Many of us in this room are parents. We all try to teach our kids the important lessons of life. One of those lessons is that you won't always be the strongest. You won't always be the fastest, and you won't always win. There are a lot of things outside our control, but my wife and I have tried to teach our kids that what we can always control are our choices. It's in that spirit that hanging in my son's room is a quote from Harry Potter. The quote is from Professor Dumbledore, who said, "It is our choices that show who we truly are, far more than our abilities."
All right, going Harry Potter here to take down Trump. You got to love the cultural reference. And our buddy Matt Rooney over at SaveJersey.com has an interesting breakdown from last night. Because what's being measured here is enthusiasm. I think the energy of the base of Trump supporters is even higher. I really believe that it's higher than it is or was in 2016. You know, it was new then. It was a little bit of, well, will this work? You know, all that stuff. Now with the accomplishments, with 3 years of the Russians are coming. You know, it's a different ballgame. How about the other side, though? Here's one barometer. Matt Rooney breaking this down. Overall percentage of the Iowa caucus voters, Democrats, who were first-time participants. In 2008, it was 57%. In 2016, it was 44%. Last night, 35%. That's an indicator of enthusiasm. You know, this is their big shot, Iowa. That's what these people do. Now, I'm not saying they're not crazed to get at Trump, any number of people, but it is not as widespread across, other than the Democrat base, the Bernie people, you know, that kind of stuff that we've talked about before. It is not out there like I think the Trump rallies and the Trump support is. And you can see that. Rooney's pointing out something coming out of last night. Their enthusiasm factor is not strong for these people, at least. Now, maybe they hate Trump. We know that, their enthusiasm factor for that. But not so much anything else. Now, one of the members of the practice squad, you know, the national squad, AOC and Tlaib and all the rest, she's kind of a minor member. I would only place her probably third among the blondes that make up the practice squad here. That would be Representative Chrissy Houlihan out there in Chester County. She was asked by CNN to write an opinion piece about how do Democrats beat Trump. And she essentially said by doing what she does, she caters to the mushroom farmers woven into the fabric of her district. But they're struggling. Trump's steel and aluminum tariffs have raised packaging costs, while the ongoing trade war has put them on their heels against overseas competition. All right, so you're getting where Chrissy Houlihan's telling Democrats to go. They have to emphasize how damaging Trump has been in rural America. I give them under 0% of a shot in rural America, Chrissy. Because some kind of a talk of trade wars and Trump did this and you're a farmer and all that. People in rural America get it. The National Democrat Party despises them, mocks them. There is no silver bullet. There's nothing they can do to erase that because that's what they're about. They're trying all kinds of packages, somebody from the heartland, all that stuff. Not going to work. Now, Chrissy Houlihan goes on to say healthcare is another example. And she mentions union workers who might lose great healthcare with this single payer thing. And that's not the way to go. Don't do single payer. Well, Joe Biden's about the only one, and even he starts to come pretty close to that. She says when it comes to healthcare, we need the Affordable Health Care Act to cover everyone. That's true for union workers in Pennsylvania, Michigan, and places like that. She's one of the leaders, she says, of the new Democratic coalition. How many times have we heard this? This is like Halloween. It's a masquerade party. They want to tell you, people like Houlihan, they're not radicals. Just want to tell you about her background. Where did she make her income? She was an executive for an apparel company, M1, that made almost all of, as far as I know, there's stuff in China, in the very factories that we're talking about. So she's a third-in-line member of the practice squad. But this is CNN touting her and sending the message. She's right about the single-payer healthcare being a non-starter. But this idea that they're going to take apart Trump in small towns across the country by telling these people they're going to meet their needs economically. A, that won't work. And B, you know what the other problem is? Culturally, these people know it. They know what these Democrats think. This comes across blatantly time after time after time. It's not even flyover country. It's a lot worse than that. They know they don't have anything with the modern Democrat Party. They don't connect with them. All right, so 855-839-1210, you get a line. Our side topic of the day, because we haven't done this in a while, and a couple of great ones have popped up. Once a month, we usually ask you at the end of your call to hit us with a pet peeve, and Dan has an all-timer. First, let me tell you the best pet peeve we get between now and the end of the show. Pair of tickets to join Talk Radio 1210 WPHT at the Down and Derby Wine Festival, presented by Visit South Jersey in Camden County, May 2nd, Cooper River Park. Sample wines from award-winning South Jersey wineries while immersing yourself in Derby-themed fashion and festivities. Tickets on sale Friday at downandderbywinefest.com. Now, I did this last year along with Rich. It's a fabulous event. All right, so Dan, what is your pet peeve? No driving ones. You're banned from doing any driving ones.
Oh, right? Come on. That's my. I'm such an angry driver. I have so many.
Well, maybe later on in the show when we devolve a little bit. But what's your main one today? You got a good one.
Yeah, well, this actually came from Reddit, and I saw it, and I thought that I agree with it so much. And it's the people that when you're singing Happy Birthday, Dom,
yes,
they throw out a nickname rather than any other name. And the deal is that when you're singing Happy Birthday, nobody knows what to say. So right. When I'm singing it to you, Dom, DJ would say Dad.
Right.
Ro would say A-hole, maybe.
Watch that. You might say something about a bum there or something again. Yes.
Yeah, but the people that say Happy Birthday to D or something like that, yeah. It just screws everything up even further. It's already screwed up enough as it is. Don't throw in nicknames. Just throw in a real name. Come on.
That's a good one. I just say another thing, too. When you blow out the candles, please make sure there's not a lot of spittle there on the
yes.
cake. You know what I mean? Make it a dry blowing out of the candles.
Mm-hmm.
Might be a good idea.
Yeah.
I mean, I watch where that spittle goes before I get my portion of the cake.
I have another one.
Yes.
You're really going down this path with me, Dom. The people that have kids who like to lick the condiments on a table and do nothing about it.
Lick the condiments on a table.
Yes.
What?
What?
Mm-hmm.
I've never seen this.
You've never seen that before.
What do you mean exactly?
So sitting in an Applebee's, there's a kid in a booth behind me, picks up the ketchup and licks the top of it.
Oh, yeah. That's it right there.
Parents see it and just close it and put it back.
Yo, get them out of there. Right there. That's out. Get them out. Right there on the spot. All right. That's get the health society in here in Philadelphia.
Dom Giordano. Weekdays 9 till noon. On Talk Radio 1210. WPHT.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.